I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 29th. There are currently 1,187 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. 837 people have recovered, and there have been 116 deaths. There are almost 95,000 cases statewide. The Quincy Rehabilitation and Nursing Home on the McGrath Highway in Quincy had the highest death toll from the coronavirus among nursing homes on the South Shore. The state says that 42 patients at that facility died from COVID-19. Many South Shore facilities reported death tolls of over 20, including Alliance Healthcare at Marina Bay with 21 deaths. 61% of the people who have died from the virus in Massachusetts have died in nursing homes or assisted living centers, and the average age of people who have died is 82. A new coronavirus testing site is open at the Quincy Walmart. The company called E-True North will operate that drive-through testing site in the parking lot of the Falls Boulevard store on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 to 9 a.m., weather permitting. Now, the site is open to anyone. However, appointments are required. Go to doineedacovid19test.com or call 1-800-635-8611. Patients will be required to stay in their cars and wear a mask. Patients will self-administer a nasal swab test under medical supervision. The test results will be shared with the patients and health officials. The state will not allow Quincy to hold an outdoor high school graduation before July 18th. School officials say Mayor Thomas Koch's request for a waiver to hold the ceremonies earlier was denied. Officials are now planning to hold outdoor ceremonies at Veterans Memorial Stadium on or after July 19th. Two ceremonies will be needed for Quincy High School and one for North Quincy High. A video tribute for the class of 2020 will be released on June 8th and 9th. The original graduation dates before the pandemic. An online survey is being distributed by Quincy school officials to help find a new school superintendent. The school committee is seeking input from the public about what skills and qualities they believe are important for the new superintendent and what the major challenges will be for the school system in the future. The superintendent search committee will review the results of the survey as they interview candidates for the job. Deputy Superintendent Kevin Mulvey will serve as the interim superintendent after Rick DeCristofaro retires at the end of this school year to become the next Quincy College president. Don't forget, submissions are still being accepted in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. QATV, the Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, and the city are all partnering up to archive how the pandemic is impacting people's lives. You can submit your videos, photos, artwork, poems, essays, or any other reflections of how you're dealing with the crisis at quincyculturalmemory.com. You can also send your entries to the Thomas Crane Library, Attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. All accepted entries will be archived by the library, and you have the option of making your entry public. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 29th.